Welcome back to Winning the Aim.
It's Fee and Wilhelm again. Yes. Good to have you back here with us.
The thought experiment continues since a few episodes here. How would you work if there was no vacation ever again in your life and no retirement? How would you set up your work? How would you relate to your work if there was not a single vacation day ever again in your life? Interesting. I love these thought experiments because it makes more clear what's obvious. We've been speaking about protecting your boundaries for work time and free time. We spoke about being more rigorous with planning. We spoke about nurturing relationships at work and outside of work. We haven't talked about minimizing distractions and making sure your technology works and all those kind of common sense things. But if we were stuck with work, did I use the word stuck there?
You did.
Yeah.
You did.
That's how it feels initially when we think like this. Not even one vacation day ever? No, not one ever. It brings to me a perspective of owning my work and how I set up my work at the next level. That's what happens with people when we think. Mm. We start to own how we invest our time, our attention, our energy at the next level. Because to me, the question brings up that. It's like, I would own my time with more rigor. I would take more ownership, is a better word, of how I set boundaries about work hours and free time. I would make sure to be more responsible, you could also say, for not wasting my energy. Or hoping it'll work out later, because there is no later when it will work out. It needs to be working every day at work for me to have a good life, right? So this question invites me and you, listener, and maybe you to just look at being responsible at the next level or take an expanded ownership of how we actually participate with our job.
Can I share what I see about that?
Because
I actually had a conversation with a client this morning, which was very interesting. And we got to the conclusion at the end of the conversation that she was existing in her life, but she wasn't living her life fully with the energy and joy and contentment and presence that she wanted.
Yeah.
And the invitation always is in conversation with us is around not only taking ownership, which I love, I think it's a great concept, but also how do we live life fully? What does that look like? Mm. How is that experienced? If you had everyday flow well, and I mean, we know that we're in the midst of life and there are things that happen, there's illness and marriage and death and birth and all sorts of stuff that happen in life. We're not going to escape life. But how could we maximize or expand our fun, our lightheartedness, our creation, our creative selves, doing the stuff that we love to do, being on purpose, stepping out beyond just the humdrum of the daily life, which is just here we go again kind of feeling, as opposed to, so what do we get to create today? Or what do we get to? And there's something, a switch up. Mm. That I see it's possible when we stop living in just the humdrum of sleep, eat, kids, school, work, and take the step back into loving and living life fully on purpose.
Yeah.
And enjoying it, like having fun, having a date, having an extraordinary meal, which is in the on a Wednesday, because you can, and kind of because, I hate the word should, but because you
could
want to live life the way you want to live life, which is full out, full on, fully on purpose, fully alive.
I don't know, in other countries, the day-to-day experience of vacation and work, as I do in Sweden, of course, since I live in Sweden, right? But like you said, a lot of people, they kind of exist and live through the work weeks and weekends and evenings, whatever, and they're not, what was the other word? Fully living or engaging or
fully alive.
Owning the experience. and then living up on vacation, and there's time off, and there's freedom from work, and then there's more sense of being fully engaged with what one loves. And it's a pity. What if there was no vacation to live fully, but you needed to explore the opportunity of living fully day by day, at work, outside of work, because that's the life there was.
Well, it's really cool that you say that, because if you take that there's 52 weeks in a year, and everybody's got 52 weeks pretty much, but if you've got four of those that you're living life in full joy, and there's 48, which is kind of, okay, why don't we switch that round?
Yes.
What if we make that, I don't know, 48 cool weeks, and okay, you get four kind of shitty ones if you want, but it's like, we have it the wrong way around.
Yeah. And it's a really luxury problem of the part of the Western world, right? Because so many people on the planet, they don't have vacations. They just work 7 days a week just to live, right? It's right. This day-to-day life experience, which is happening today, and there is no other kind of day than today. That's the reality for so many people on the planet, that there's no time off. There's just life, right? But it's so easy for us to slip into the pitfall that if I don't own my life today and just thoughtlessly sacrifice things because I think I'll catch up later, or there comes a later time, whatever, suddenly years go by and you're still stuck with the same problems at work, and this still stuck with the same lack of boundaries, and still stuck with the dissatisfaction of not asking yourself, well, what do I actually want? And how would I want to approach getting it?
Yeah, how would I create that?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
And it's interesting. Most people I engage in these kinds of conversations, and you too, I know, people wake up and they become more alive and they become more energized, and they start to see that, oh, I could make some different choices, and it doesn't take that much actually to alter the experience of life. Yes, you know, requesting my husband to take the kids to school 3 days per week and then having a lunch walk is a good start for a lot of people. Or that's a conversation I've heard lately. So that's that. So how to tie this series of episodes up today with this, if there was no vacation days ever in your life, is really an invitation for you to stop and reflect for yourself.
I would say it's to open your mind to the possibility that we can experience life in a completely different way.
Yeah. And that one insight and one decision could do so much for our overall life experience. You don't need to change everything, but you could change something or transform something and suddenly have a richer experience of both your work days and your life outside of work.
I love that.
Me too.
A great invitation. Hope you take it on.
Yes, and welcome back to future episodes. And if you want to see more about what I do and we do, you can go to wilhelmhaste.com. The spelling and the link is in the description to all the podcasts. So if you want to go there and see a few examples of what we're up to, you can go there and enjoy. And we'll see you in the next episode.
I look forward to seeing you then. Take care. Have a nice vacation.